Every once in a while, there's good live music on TV. The best shows are by smaller nonprofits. My favorite, Austin City Limits, is on PBS. The BBC has Later with Jules Holland. And of course, NPR has video streams of Live From Here and Tiny Desk concerts. But these are small specialty programs aimed at the cognoscenti. Other than the weekly guests on Saturday Night Live, it's the late-night talk shows that consistently bring live performances to a large TV audience. Even in the post-internet era, Fallon, Conan, Myers, Colbert, and Corden succeed at making live music a part of their daily programming. Who has the best musical guests is a matter of taste, but I think The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has the edge quality-wise. But live music is all about getting to know the artists. The Late Late Show excels because James Corden has so much interaction. Witness carpool karaoke. The house bands are also important. Here we have to make mention of the Roots' steady gig on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. I like when I find an act I've never heard before. Here's an example, a supergroup called August Green that came to my attention when they played on Late Night with Seth Meyers a couple weeks ago. This trio includes Common, one of the world's most famous rappers, along with two A-list jazz musician producers, pianist Robert Glasper and drummer Kareem Riggins. Yes, we should be asleep this late at night, but the insomnia is occasionally worth it. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
We ain't got no ceilings to our thoughts now. It's a beautiful ride. Riding through the city with the top down. We ain't got no ceilings to our thoughts now. It's a beautiful ride.
Macaroons, easy afternoons, shorties, buckshots. Under blacker moons, in search of yellow suns, undeveloped ones, they get hella guns, heat and melanin, the streets where we from, beats heavy drums, wish I could put Jordans on the feet of everyone, Black Kennedy, royalty with black identity, leader of the freestyle, I go to penitentiaries and write with the fight of Reverend Wright from Trinity, for centuries, they'll remember me for my similes, but I metaphor more than that, no matter how rich I get, I'ma pour it back. The jurisdiction of justice, nonfiction of a hustler's heart. From dust we start and we must embark to pass and mark the people. Had our first black prayers, I'ma be the sequel. If I was a Kennedy, I'd be a black Kennedy. Black car, black tux, this is black symmetry. Raised in the shadow, my family from Tennessee. I remember me, Reem Dilla, we was in the D.
Riding through the city with the top down. We ain't got no ceilings to our thoughts now.
And this is Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey there, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher.
And I don't actually stay up late enough to see any of these, but I am always excited when I find some artists that I also haven't heard of before. And you've brought along a great list of artists who've played on late night shows over the past month or two. And a number of these I haven't heard of, so I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, it's been fun. I wore out the battery on my remote for you. So I hope you appreciate it. But yeah, I don't sleep much. yeah, some really amazing musical guests lately, like the last month. Let's start out with Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. This is a tune called You Worry Me from their latest album. They played on Colbert May 17th, but he's a beautiful Americana soul singer from Denver.
I'm gonna leave it all out. feel fine today. I had dreams of you in places I've not seen before.
Someone I am somewhat familiar with. I've heard her here and there, and I know she just put out a new album, Courtney Barnett.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I mean, she's irreverent. She's got this really amazing kind of deadpan performance style. This is a tune called Nameless Faceless from her new album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. Yeah, she's just this beautiful indie rock from Australia, played on Jimmy Fallon May 17th.
Next artist, I guess, is maybe the most well-known on your list here, but even so, I'm not sure that he's got a giant audience.
Right, yeah, but everybody's talking about him. He's another indie songwriter. I really like his delivery a lot. His songs are really, really strong, and he's really fun to watch. His interviews are great. He's a real funny guy. This is Father John Misty. His real name is Josh Tillman, and this is a tune called Mr. Tillman. A really self-effacing kind of tune from his latest album, God's Favorite Customer.
Mr. Tillman, good to see you again. There's a few outstanding charges. Just before we check you in, let's see here. You left your passport in the mini fridge and a message with the desk. Says here the picture isn't old, just a reminder about our policy. Don't leave your mattress in the rain. You sleep on the balcony, okay, dude? You and your guests have a pleasant stay. What a beautiful tattoo that young man had on his face. And for Will, you need a driver out to Philly. Jason Isbell's here as well. About you. I'm feeling good, damn, I'm feeling so fine. I'm living on a cloud above an island in my mind. Oh baby, don't be alarmed, this is just my vibe. No need to walk around, no, it's not too bad a climb. Mr. Tillman, for the seventh time, we have no knowledge of a film that is being shot outside. Those aren't extras in a movie. They're a clientele. No, they
like I said, I like to find artists that I haven't heard of before. This one played Colbert mid-June. Alt-J?
Yeah, Alt-J. They won a Mercury Prize a couple years ago. Really beautiful you know, band, just like a lot of British bands, they just have this burnished kind of sound quality. They really choose their sounds well. The production is amazing. This is from their latest album, Relaxer, from last year, a tune called In Cold Blood that they played on Colbert June 14th.
0111001 crying zeros and I'm hearing 111 cut my summer soaps on my backflip. Oh, summer, summer, oh, summer, here's me. Summer, summer, oh, oh, summer, it's me.
And then we'll close out with a group I, again, haven't heard of, Lake Street Dive. Looks like they have been definitely making the rounds on late night.
Yeah, you've got to check out Lake Street Dive. Yeah, their studio stuff is amazing. But I think you should go to YouTube and watch their live stuff, because Rachel Price, the singer, is, in my opinion, the best singer alive today. yeah, they've been playing a lot. They played this tune on Conan May 23rd. They played May 7th on Colbert. But yeah, I love this band so much. There's a retro sound to them, real acoustic sound. They're bringing in a lot of soul vibe, a lot of jazz stuff. Check them out.
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper.
Best singer alive, that's a fairly modest statement.
Yeah, this is a tune called Good Kisser from their album of this year, Free Yourself Up. Check it out.
Cool. We'll leave you with Lake Street Dive. Mark, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them.